This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hour numero dos. Here on L Free Talk Live. Because I don't know how to say Free Talk Live in Espanol. Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. We'll get to calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about, well, several fun things. We've been talking about this guy, Jean-Luc Besson, who was associated with Jeffrey, I believe it's the subject, Jeffrey Epstein. And he also allegedly hung himself in a French prison. Oh, and no cameras were recorded. Cameras were there, but not recording, apparently, allegedly. And
we're not a hard drive space, probably.
Steve Classic is holding up a photo of the guard who was in charge, allegedly.
If you're watching the
video, video.freetalklive.com.
If it comes around, I'll bring it back up.
We've talked about this United States version of a truckers' convoy protest. We've talked about some other things, and we'll talk about more. But first, let's go to Justin. Justin, where are you calling from?
Well, gentlemen, I'm in the South, Deep South.
The Deep South, and you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I want everybody to know that there's some good health care solutions that can help you in any case. And they're usually plant medicine. And for every different thing, you might need something different. But it's good to know somebody who knows about the different plants. So if I were to say you need to do something, I couldn't do that because I'm not licensed to practice medicine.
Sure.
But I've noticed a lot of people saying that drinking dandelion tea can help them feel better for almost anything.
I have had dandelion wine in my life. And
I've had dandelion mead. That's good.
Yeah.
The dandelion tea does have, immune-boosting properties.
Some antioxidants or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Vitamin C or something. But it is good for your immune system.
What else, Justin?
There's different types, right? There's root, and there's leaf, and this and that.
Yeah.
But people that are feeling sick, they try the dandelion tea, it's almost like an instant feeling better. Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to talk about was this convoy that we got coming up.
Breaker 19.
And it's not specific to the convoy necessarily, but we got to show the truckers some respect every day. Even if we don't see the convoy, even if we're not with the convoy, we got to show these truckers respect because they got a lot of stress on them. It ain't easy driving a truck.
No doubt.
It ain't easy driving near a bunch of bad drivers either.
No doubt.
So we got to step up our game everywhere in the country to give the trucks more space, to not tailgate them, to pass them quick, not sit in their blind spot. And the government really hasn't trained us to be professional drivers. We're kind of at our free will out there on the road.
Government?
The government does things like gives you a suggestion for how fast you should go, and they put their road pirates out, periodically to extract some money from you. But, yeah, other than that, they can barely keep the roads in a nice enough condition for the truckers to get by on, so.
Well, that's true. And the truckers, they got to get somewhere, and they're trying to get there quick, so they're sometimes on the gas a little more than they should be, but, we all need these products that they're bringing around, so we got to try and give them a little more room, be a little more courteous to them. It's not easy moving all that weight around on the road.
Hey, Justin, appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. I don't think that guy was named Justin at all. I believe his name is Rubber Duck.
Or the Bandit.
Anyone? No, nobody
no,
like that.
Okay. That one right
I thought he sounded
head,
like the
sorry.
Old enough like the Bandit. That. Yeah, that was okay. Jerry. Who was the singer? Jerry.
No, he didn't do Convoy.
Convoy? Oh, not
Convoy. No, Convoy was by somebody.
C.W. McCall.
That's the one, yes. But not Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, Jerry.
Jerry Atrick.
He was with Burt Reynolds in the Smokey and the Bandit. Jerry, what the heck is
like
that?
Jerry Atrick?
Jerry Atrick? That's me.
Oh, if only there were a magic rectangle.
Yes, I have one right here with that picture of the security guard on it.
If only there were a magic rectangle in which we could. Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Jerry Reed.
Is that the security guard's name?
That's the name that they signed in under, yes.
Jerry Reed.
So we know that that's a fake name.
Breaker 1-9.
This was in France where the Jean Rouhons. I believe that Justin was actually the rubber duck using a pseudonym so as not to give away his trucker origins.
His handle.
You know, he didn't want the acclaim. He didn't want the fame of, the legendary rubber duck called into Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I remember being a kid in the 70s and getting a CB. There used to be CB clubs and everyone would have CB radios.
The CB,
it was great.
I've said this before on this show, but the CB was actually the first internet.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's where you would go to ask questions.
A chat room.
It was the first chat room. It was the first forum. Right, it was the first video chat, except no video, right?
Right.
So, but chat. Like voice chat,
yeah,
you know, certainly it had that. And also, at the advent of the internet, what was the first rule of the internet? Don't put your personal information on the internet.
And now we have social media where it's like, here's my kids and everything about my life.
But
what, children on the internet.
What did that rule create early on in the internet? It created handles for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody had their internet handle.
Right.
That's where Captain Kickass comes from. Well, kind of.
Classic.
I was Captain Kickass before the internet.
That's how Sunshine came about. That was like my Facebook name, so I wouldn't put my real name on the internet.
Perfect.
And then everybody just kept calling me Nikki Sunshine, and I was like, you know what? This is way better than my legal government name.
Yeah. What about you? Did you have an internet handle early on?
No. I had a radio handle in college.
What about a CB handle?
I did. I was the Road Rider.
The Road Rider.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. KZC 1077. 1977.
All right.
KZC 1977. So if you look that up on the Magic Rectangle, you can find out who I am.
Okay.
I changed my name for radio. Steve Classic.
Well,
that's not really my name.
You are Classic.
But yeah. There's two Steves.
There's more than two Steves.
But yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
Internet handle.
Yeah, so it created a bunch of handles for people to use and because they didn't want to put their... And then those names became something, at least for folks who didn't have them before the internet. I went through some rigmarole with some social media places who tried to, like, shut down my account because I wasn't using my... what do they call it? My authentic name.
Your government-given name?
They couldn't say your government's name because then you'd be like, oh, we're slaves of the government. You don't want to use the government name.
Yeah.
So,
well, too obvious. You know, they have to
what is your mom
tone it down
you?
A little bit.
So, I had to jump through some unusual hoops and provide them with identification of Captain Kickass. And so I found a press pass. With Captain Kickass on it, I have
electric
some.
Bill.
I used to not only be in a band and play shows live out on the West Coast in the Seattle area for 22 years, but I would book shows as well. And so those shows that I booked, I was the entity that booked them, the manager put on the show, whatever, all that kind of stuff. And so I had some backstage passes with Captain Kickass on it, and I also am ordained by the Church of Spiritual Humanism, and I actually sent in and got the certificate. That says Captain Kickass is an ordained minister of the Church of Spiritual Humanism. And these were the documents that I sent in, and they still didn't turn my account back on.
Wow.
But I did some things behind the scenes, and eventually they turned it back on because I was so annoying. Right, that they were like, oh, my God, who's this guy? Oh, my God, he's right. Okay, fine, just turn it back on. And they did. And so now I'm reluctant to leave that platform. Because I invested so much time and effort combating their horrific naming algorithm that singled me out, along with the drag people,
the drag queens.
Yeah, because they always have interesting names, right? That don't seem real.
Sure.
All right. You know, and then also some of the Sioux Indians from like South Dakota, the Oglala Sioux, I believe is how it's pronounced. They have your traditional, you know, sort of Cowboys and Indians film names, like Brett Tubals, right? Like, so, but this algorithm is filtering that out and saying, yeah, no, your name isn't authentic, even though it's totally their authentic and real name.
Typical colonialism.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We will talk about one cop and potentially over 500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token? Well, now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with only an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. Then you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on exmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All right, 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
All right, so this is from the freethoughtproject.com. That is thefreethoughtproject.com. Over 230 people freed after a single New York Police Department cop caught framing innocent people for drug crimes. That's right. 230 people have been freed over one single cop's poor actions. Granted, they're incentivized to do this kind of stuff, but...
Unfortunately, this is not uncommon. Maybe to this degree, but...
I mean, who knows, right? Who knows? Because who watches the watchers, right? The cops,
exactly.
The cops do have what they call internal affairs, but... For them to ever really kind of go against their fellow cops, right? Everybody talks about the thin blue line and the brotherhood and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, like, these guys are conditioned to not rat on each other, much like any other gang.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Once you're in that gang, you're all sticking together.
Yeah. You don't snitch on your brothers and they don't snitch on, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that they are financed by, well, coercion, theft. So, anyway, this is out of Brooklyn, New York. Charges against the now-disgraced New York PD detective Joseph Franco are being welcomed by the families of more than 130 New Yorkers as it is leading to the dismissal of their family members' charges. Franco was reportedly caught framing innocent individuals last year. And this is the second wave of dismissals tied to his corruption. Last April, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez's Conviction Review Unit asked for the dismissal of 27 felony convictions and 63 misdemeanor convictions based on Franco's corrupt policing. Now, that number has grown as Bronx Supreme Court Justice David Lewis granted the motion to drop the felony cases against 133 defendants who were indicted between 2011 and 2015. Those are some amazing numbers, just in and of themselves. 133
from one police officer.
One.
That's crazy.
Cop. One cop.
How many police officers are in the NYPD?
Thousands.
25,000?
Yeah. Aren't they the third largest military in the world, according
yes,
to...
Yeah. You know, so that's just from one...
What I also find very interesting about this last paragraph that I just read is that the Brooklyn District Attorney has a department called the Conviction Review Unit.
Wouldn't you think that after you should do the review before somebody's convicted? Like, shouldn't we need all of the evidence before we're convicting people of crimes they didn't do?
This insinuates that... convictions are so frequently incorrect
that
a department called the Conviction Review Unit has been formed to, I would imagine, review some convictions. And they're the ones who asked for the dismissal of 27 felony convictions and 63 misdemeanor convictions based on Franco's corrupt policing.
So is this guy in jail?
He's still with his brothers.
We'll find out. We did not want to dismiss or vacate out of hand all cases he was involved in. We investigated those that hinged on his testimony and sworn statements, Bronx County District Attorney Darcell Clark said in a statement. Franco's compromised credibility suggests a lack of due process in the prosecution of these defendants, and we cannot stand behind these convictions.
You think?
Yeah. How about it's about time? Hundreds of cases have gone by in which he could have done something, but no.
One man.
I know. I wonder how many, like, how long this spans over. Like, how many years was he doing this?
Good question.
How long has that review board been doing this? Is this their first review? Well, we're starting with our first guy. We found 170.
The second guy. This, at least the 133 felony cases that were dropped were from 2011 to 2015. So only a 4-year span for just those cases. Anyway, an additional 250 cases are under review, and a total of 500 cases could be dropped.
Wow. That's a lot of lives ruined by this guy, or at least temporarily ruined, right? Because now they're going to get out of jail, hopefully, but, I mean...
Yeah. According to ABC7, Franco was indicted in Manhattan for perjury, official misconduct, and other charges in connection with 4 incidents whereby he allegedly framed numerous individuals for making narcotics transactions. According to the Conviction Review Unit, the dozens of cases are being dismissed because Franco's crimes have discredited his witness testimonies. Right? You know, like, look, he's a liar. Oh, look at all these other cases in which it was only his testimony that got these people chucked into the can. Oh, what are we going to do about those? Oh, we don't have any choice because if we don't overturn these and set people free, they're going to be a lynching.
Or at least a lot of losses.
At least that would be my guess as to, you know, what may occur. We've seen, you know, police departments burn for, well, lesser things. At any rate, according to the conviction, we said that already, criminal convictions largely based on the work of corrupt former or active NYPD officers who engaged in misconduct while executing their duties flies in the face of oaths officers take to protect and serve New Yorkers, said Elizabeth Stelber.
Police officers breaking their oaths to serve the community? No.
Come on, man.
They do that when they put the uniform on.
Yeah.
Like, when they cash their paycheck. Literally. They don't even have to be out of the academy. When they cash their first paycheck, they are flying in the face of their oath. Anyway, that was said by Elizabeth Felber, the director of the Wrongful Conviction Unit. So wait, they have a conviction review unit, and then now we have a wrongful conviction unit,
which is a subsidiary
of the Legal Aid Society. In a statement, according to the NY Post. There is more to this story, and we'll tell you all about it here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you would like to comment on this, or take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. The U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News. A rodent infestation at a Family Dollar warehouse in West Memphis, Arkansas, is prompting a recall on a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six southern states. The warehouse and more than 400 stores are temporarily closed. Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace says the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but she's expected to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. The Beijing Winter Olympics is over. The second overall Olympiad that took place during the COVID-19 pandemic was marked with a Russian substance scandal, COVID restrictions strictly enforced by the authoritarian government of China, and low ratings on NBC. The Winter Games will return from Milan in 2026. Austin Cindric is this year's winner of the Daytona 500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Dance, monkeys, dance! Shake it. That's it. Clap your hands. Good. He thought it was funny. Yes, weird jokes here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project about somewhere between over 230 people have already been freed, apparently, after a single cop caught framing innocent people for drug crimes. And as many as 500 people may have their cases dropped or be released when all is said and done. How can one cop be responsible for 500 cases where people are wrongfully committed, or you know, something's wrong with his testimony and evidence? That, I mean, we know that the state is an organization of violence and coercion and has a monopoly on it because they won't allow competition. So I get that, like, these people are incentivized, you know, all that kind of stuff, but this is out of hand.
Well, his numbers are approaching the Clintons' numbers.
You're like, oh, they're rookie numbers compared to Clinton.
Yeah, right.
It brings us back to our first story.
This guy's small tie. Oh, it is just, and they have these different, they have the conviction review unit, and then they have the wrongful conviction unit.
Who's paying for that?
Yeah, Well, of course.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, they're taking it out of your wallet. Well, proverbial your. You don't live in New York, so probably not your wallet specifically. But if you've ever traveled there, you've probably, you know, given up some tax money or some revenue to a tollway or something like that. So, yeah, you.
So some guy can wrongfully imprison 500 people?
So some guy can, you know, join the force and get promoted to the wrongful conviction unit.
Yeah.
That's probably where this guy's going to get promoted to.
It's got to be a pretty big unit.
Eats a lot of vegetables.
Eats a lot of vegetables. We'll talk more about this, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Jimmy in Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I had a question for Nikki about her vegan diet.
Sure.
I was just wondering what you eat in a day.
First off, I eat like 4 bananas a day. I eat a lot of nuts and beans, chickpeas, one of my favorites. No, I eat a lot of fruit. Oh, yeah. Mainly I try to, I don't eat, like, the fake vegan food, like the fake cheeses and stuff. I mainly eat, like, a whole foods, like, fruits and vegetables diet, but try to make sure I get ample amounts of protein.
I like the whole food plant-based diet. It's, anytime I eat it, I feel fantastic. I feel great. What do you do with the chickpeas? Do you just eat the food separately by themselves or make like a little dish or something?
No, I do hummus a lot, but I'll make like salads and stuff and throw chickpeas or beans in there and rice and beans.
Some people might be confused because chickpeas are also known as...
Garbanzo beans!
Commonly found on like salads and stuff.
Yeah.
I actually make some really good vegan tacos with a can of black beans, a can of... corn and some rice, just put it all in a little Tupperware thing, put some taco seasoning in there, shake the devil out of it, and then put it on corn tortillas, and it tastes great.
Yeah.
No cheese?
No cheese.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big cheese man. Uh-huh. So.
That's not vegan, right? Cheese?
Hey, thanks for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Enjoy your vegan diet.
Mushrooms, too. I have to give mushrooms a shout-out. I eat so many different kinds. Sensitive subject.
No, go ahead. Give them.
I eat oyster mushrooms, lion's mane. I mean, they're good, but Captain, unfortunately, can't partake.
Yeah, me and mushrooms don't get along. There is still a Texas barbecue joint in Seattle, Washington. I know that doesn't make any sense, but it's there. It's called Jack's.
Are they confused?
Actually, the owner is from Texas. He just happens to live in Seattle.
Okay, I'll accept it.
He noticed that there were no Texas-style barbecue joints in the Seattle area and opened one, and it's great. But on the menu, they did have a smoked... What's the mushroom? Oh, the mushroom
portobello.
Yeah. Smoked portobello mushroom sandwich. And so we convinced a guy at the office that I worked at, who is a vegetarian or vegan or whatever. We're like, hey, they have this. He's like, I've never had a smoked mushroom before.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go. And he went. We got him to go to this, you know, Texas bar. You know, we're eating ribs and you know, brisket and pulled pork and you know, and he's just having this, and he's like, this is the most delicious mushroom.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I talk about that right now. Just came to mind. All right, let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah, Sarah. I just want to mention that. Do you guys remember this quote? Be red or be dead.
I think the quote I remember was better red than dead, or better dead than red, sorry.
Yeah.
Better dead than red is the one I remember.
Oh, but do you kind of think this is a communist way of doing things, just trample in and take over territory and make it communist? Don't you think that's what's going on now?
I mean, the United States of America is far more of a socialist nation, which is sometimes correlated to communism. In fact, so much so that the former Soviet Union would be so jealous as to the ability of the government to track and find and, you know, do all the communist things that they wanted to do that they would only dream of that the United States is currently doing, which is really sad, by the way.
But you know something? one of the communist programs that have been gone, by the way, is our pension. It has been gone, believe it or not, in America. They tricked the labor unions into putting the pensions into the stock market, and it has been going down in value, and one day it's going to be completely gone. So that's the trickery of the what they're pulling on people right now.
Well,
know that the pension is gone.
The real trickery here is that the value of the United States dollar, which is managed by the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor has any reserves, has gone down and continues to go down more than 99%. And that is to say, in 100 years ago, one round of gold could probably, one round gold coin, a round of silver, I guess.
It was $33.
Yeah, yeah. So one ounce of gold.
It was $33.
$33. 1 ounce, 1 ounce of silver is now right around $33.
$24 or something like that.
$25. Anyway, yeah. 1 ounce of gold used to be able to buy, like, a really nice men's suit. Like, you go to, like, a tailor or something like that. 1 ounce of gold used to be able to buy a really nice men's suit. Well, guess what 1 ounce of gold can still buy today? A really nice men's suit. Right, but what can
$33
buy? $33 in 1922 versus 2022 can't buy you that.
You could probably get a pair of nice sweatpants from Walmart for $30.
Yeah, maybe. So anybody who's bothered to save money in any way, shape, or form over the course of their life, the value of their savings, if they've kept it in dollars, controlled and managed by the Federal Reserve, they have lost money because the dollar continues to lose value over time. And that is the real crime. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
I was going to say, the money is not going into the pensions. It's going into the stock market. So if you give your money, if you're a union employee, your money goes to your pension. What does the pension fund do with that money? They put it in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it's going to the stock market.
Because
that's the only place you're going to make money now.
Yep.
With interest rates at 0.00. Or gold backs.
Are you trying to get my attention? Flashing gold at me? Some gold backs there?
They love it.
I love gold backs. There we go. If you're watching at video.freetalklive.com, you can get a preview of some new Hampshire gold backs. If you don't have them, you can find out all about them online. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back. We're going to talk about something, guys. We are a talk show.
We are.
When people call
it a talk show?
It is.
Oh.
We should talk about what we talk about in the break.
It's also a pseudo, like
pre-game. Okay, now we're on the air. Let's talk about what we're talking about.
It's also sometimes a pseudo reality show. Right, but and a current events show.
And a comedy
and
show.
A comedy show, definitely. We're many things to many people, especially ourselves. And this is Free Talk Live. For those of you just tuning in who might be wondering who these people are, well, I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I am your host. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project where one police officer could have as many as 500 cases he was involved in dropped, dismissed, or have the people ultimately released if they were sentenced and imprisoned. 500. One guy. Just one guy.
Now, one man.
He was one man. He had one desire, to frame everybody he could and get promoted. This is such a horrifying story. It really is. According to the Conviction Review Unit, dozens of cases are being dismissed because of Franco's crimes. Criminal convictions largely based on the work of corrupt former active or New York PD. Oh, we talked about this already. After Gonzalez moved to dismiss the cases under his office, Judge Matthew D. Emick moved to dismiss dozens of similar drug convictions tied to the corrupt cop. Brooklyn Criminal Court Judge Keisha Espinal followed suit by vacating more than 50 drug convictions. As for Franco, he is currently awaiting trial on dozens of counts of first-degree perjury and other related charges. Does that mean he's in jail?
Probably not.
Is he out on bail and free awaiting trial? Generally, suggests that otherwise
probably
it would say,
on paid leave.
Yeah, otherwise it would say he's currently in jail awaiting trial, but it doesn't. It just says he's awaiting trial on dozens of counts of first-degree perjury and other related charges, despite facing over a dozen charges in April 2019. And again, in July 2019, Franco was not fired from the department until a year later in May of 2020.
I want to know, what charges is he facing? Because it said he was framing people for narcotics, though. So shouldn't he be facing, like, drug dealing charges or something? Because clearly he was doing other things. Why else would he be framing these people? You know what I mean?
As far back as 2011, why wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, well, why is it that when police do things that would get you or I, you know, the worst, harshest of treatments, why does it take so long for them to get fired?
Funny.
Qualified immunity? I don't know.
If I lied about something in my job and it resulted in one of my coworkers going to jail for something that they didn't do, but as soon as my employer found out, I would be fired.
Yeah, you'd think.
It wouldn't take very long.
You don't have that special victims unit like they
did. I don't have the wrongful conviction. Or just the convictions review unit. Right.
CRU.
So anyway, it shows you an unbelievable ripple effect that one individual who wears a shield can have on lives of hundreds, if not thousands, said Ada Leisenring, a criminal defense attorney with Barkett Epstein. Overturning a wrongful conviction is not a substitute for justice because the damage has already been done. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, these people who, you want to feel good that, oh, okay, some people are getting out of jail or some people are having things dropped against them or, you know, otherwise, you know, but no, the damage is already done. This is not justice. Filing a lawsuit against the NYPD and receiving financial reparations for that is a step towards justice.
Okay, so the taxpayers can pay for these fines? Like, what?
And this is the problem, of course, with government, is that the taxpayer always loses.
Always.
There's never a win for a taxpayer. And taxpayer is even the wrong word. Tax victim.
Yeah.
Tax victim.
Yeah. Literally, you're being stolen from. You're having money taken by the largest mafia ever to roam planet Earth, at least if you live in the United States and pay some federal taxes. But in the case of New York City, if you live there, and in the state even, you know, your money is being stolen from you and given towards these, insert cuss word here that I can't say on the radio.
Criminals, gang members,
thieves, goons, tyrants, parasites,
killers,
lunatics,
evil monopoly,
and
parasites.
And this defense attorney is correct. Filing a lawsuit against the NYPD and receiving financial reparations might make the families or the victims, you know, feel a little bit better. They got some money for the wrongs that were done to them. But that money isn't coming from the cops who did the wrong. That money is coming from the taxpayers.
And that's the real issue, right? And that's why cops keep doing things like this, because they never face real repercussions, right? Like, they don't have to pay these victims money. They rarely have to go to jail themselves. So over 500 people were sitting in a jail cell for years due to this guy. And he's probably, I mean, he still has his job, right?
Well, he was eventually fired, but it took them years to fire him, even though, you know, these things were popping up at the time. The summary of why the system is wrong in every instance, why police can never actually do right, even when they try to do the right thing, the reason why governments can never be anything but a parasite on the side of the face of society, is because the cost of being wrong is never paid by those who do the wrong.
Yeah.
Never. Not once. Not ever. And if you can find a case where it ever was, I can show you the rarest thing on the face of the earth, because that is not the case for most of the things that we see. Unfortunately, there's no shortage of police officers like Detective Franco. At the Free Thought Project, they report on cops who frame people frequently. One such cop whose actions were similar to the actions of Franco was Jackson County Sheriff's Deputy Zachary Wester. Wester was arrested in 2019 after video surfaced of his, of this drug enforcement cop planting meth on an innocent grandmother.
What?
After the release of that video, other videos surfaced showing the officer planting drugs on other folks as well.
So can we just brainstorm for a minute here?
Sure.
Why do they do things like this? Because I'm racking my brain right now. I can't even come up with anything what the incentive is to frame these people. Is it fame? Is it he wants to be the officer that's doing the most stuff? Like, what is it?
The only thing I can think of is they want to get promoted, right? They want to have enough busts under their collar. Yeah. They want to get the rewards and the accolades. I don't know if they have...
Trying to get up to a DEA job. Like, oh, yeah, I'm busting all
these
people.
So it sounds like the incentive should be taken away. Like, why is there a quota that cops have to meet? Why do they... Why is it a good thing for them to be busting all these people?
Yeah.
That incentive should be taken away.
Yeah, you're right. The incentive structure of government is beyond bizarre.
Yeah.
Right. The only incentives that really exist is for you to be corrupt if you aren't already. Yeah. And if you are, you've welcome home. You found heaven because it is ripe for abuse.
And it seems like it happens more often than not when someone with good intentions goes into law enforcement, and they either get corrupted or they just get thrown out.
Yeah, it's almost impossible for somebody with good intentions, a good sense of morality and ethics, to join any branch of government and be moral and ethical. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So, the video showed that more people were utterly shocked when Wester claimed to have found drugs in their vehicles. When a single person may have been lying, when everyone reacts the exact same way, something is up. This characteristic led to State Assistant Attorney at the 14th Judicial Circuit, Christina Pumphrey, investigating the corrupt cop. And she discovered he'd been conducting this framing scheme for some time. As a result of Pumphrey's actions, which led to Wester's arrest, 119 other people were exonerated and freed from jail. Yeah, I don't know how much more you folks need to know before you realize that the system is the problem. The system isn't designed to bring justice. The system isn't designed to do the right thing. The system isn't designed to protect you. It isn't designed to protect your family. It isn't designed for any of the things, any of the sort of righteous things you think it's been designed for. No, it works exactly as designed because it is a cattle management system.
Yeah, that's what I always think when people say, oh, the system's broken.
Nope.
It's not.
No, if you look at the output of the system and how good or how consistent it's been at maintaining that level of output of what it puts out, which is all crap, by the way, it is doing its job just fine. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.